The students from three of China's top high schools began the week yesterday at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Baraboo, where they were greeted by a Ho-Chunk drum and dance performance. In return, Chinese-American students from Milwaukee performed the traditional dragon dance. Tribal members then used an eagle wing to offer the Chinese visitors a smoke blessing from a smudge pot filled with cedar and sweetgrass. Zhao Jun Lu heads the environmental network for Chinese students and scholars who helped organize the event. He hopes this is the first step in building cultural bridges that will lead to collaboration on environmental protection between Chinese and American students.
So by bringing those young people over to the U.S. and meet the local people to feel the local culture, we hope those Chinese students and teachers can better understand and comprehend and appreciate the different cultures they experience.
From the Ho-Chunk side, tribal member and cultural dance and art expert Melanie Talmadge Saints says she hopes the future collaboration among the Ho-Chunk and Chinese will address the harmful waste created by consumer culture.
Being conscientious about what we call planned obsolescence, that in years to come, these plastic items made from China won't be filling our landfills to the degree that we as humans and plants and animals need to healthily survive here on our Earth Mother and be a good steward for her.
Chinese students are earning high school credits during their visit that will include a trip to the PCB cleanup project in the Fox River in Appleton. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.